It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Good morning. Welcome in. Weekend kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here alongside Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Got a good show planned for you today. We always claim we do, but I'm telling you, today is definitely going to be a good show. A lot of opinion-based stuff, but we've also got some great guests. Dan Dickerson, Detroit Tigers radio play-by-play guy, will be with us. Talk to us a little bit about the whole Miguel Cabrera incident. We'll also, at 10 o'clock, dive back into Miguel Cabrera and also the retiring of Gary Sheffield, former Tigers outfielder and DH, with Kirkland Crawford from the Detroit Free Press, former Chippewa guy I worked with a little bit. Good man, does well, moving up quickly at the Free Press, so he'll talk to us at 10 o'clock about the Tigers. And then Dan Kilbridge, SpartanTailgate.com, talk with us at 10:30 about the big game today with Michigan State and Illinois. And that's where we will start off today. This game today, tonight, against MSU, or with MSU and Illinois. Now, at first glance, it's not the biggest game of the year for MSU. As I look at the schedule, I would say that Minnesota game coming up is the biggest, because it's a chance to sweep someone that Michigan State's in a tight bubble race with. And that may end up being a winner goes, loser stays home type of game. But when you consider everything surrounding today and tonight, I think this game is actually the biggest game of the season. Not only for the team, but for anyone else associated with MSU basketball, both fans and team, the community. If everyone in this community doesn't respond to this type of buzz and atmosphere, well, MSU and the fans should probably just back it in, okay? And we'll get to that in a minute. But first, let's break down what's at stake in this game tonight. First of all, for MSU, they need this win to stay in the positive side of the bubble, okay? They're not out of it if they lose this game. But if they want to stay on the positive side and possibly put themselves in for good, solidify it, they have to win this game. In fact, I was thinking about it. This game kind of reminds me of a game back in 2001-2002 for Michigan State. If you can remember back then, okay, let's go back in the Wayback Machine, back to the early 2000s. That team had Marcus Taylor and a bunch of freshmen on it. Okay, they started the season 11-8, had a tough out-of-conference schedule, played Syracuse, Arizona, Oklahoma, Florida, Stanford, had some tough games. On February 24th of that year, they played Indiana, who eventually would go to the national championship game. And they were 16-10, needed another solid win to solidify their spot in the tournament. And this kind of reminds me of that. And they ended up getting that gritty one, 57-54 back then. I remember seeing the relief on Tom Izzo's face, because you knew that they had solidified it. I think they have that type of opportunity tonight. Four quality wins. You're talking on the season they win tonight. Washington, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin. And their schedule's good enough that they may get in if they finish 500 with those wins. Now, on the other side, Illinois has a significant thing going on tonight as well. If they win, they are certainly in the tournament. Big wins over Minnesota, North Carolina, Wisconsin, plus they would have swept Michigan State, which is one of their big competitions for a bubble spot. Pending they don't lose to Indiana or Iowa down the stretch, they would certainly be in with a win at the Breslin Center tonight. Now, let's take a look at what surrounds this game. Okay, you've got College Game Day in East Lansing, the buzz around East Lansing about this game. This is a huge game for MSU fans like it is for players. And I'm not talking huge game as in Michigan State fans are looking forward to sitting down on the couch and watching this game. I mean, MSU fans need to show up tonight. Okay, it has to be more than just the players at the Breslin Center this evening. This team needs encouragement that even though they lost to Ohio State on the road and they played well against Penn State, that the fans appreciate that they've sort of turned their season around or are playing better. Okay, because let's face it, this crowd this year, it's been less than impressive. From the Izzo all the way down to the season ticket holders and alumni, you can argue it all you want. It's been less than impressive. In fact, it's been terrible, okay? I see students that are texting during games. I see students standing and not jumping, not chanting. And I also see alumni and ticket holders who, when they are asked to stand up by the Izzone, don't respond to that. Okay? The crowd has to show up tonight. And you know what? Maybe we don't blame the crowd. Maybe if the team doesn't put in a good effort, why should the crowd put in the effort? But what MSU fans have forgotten this year that they haven't forgotten, that they haven't forgotten in the past, is that fans charge a team. Okay? You give the team energy. Back in that 2001 season, okay, that team was pretty lousy. They started 11-8. It could have been even worse than 11-8. But the truth is that the fans were in every single game. I was at a couple of those games. Okay, I was at the Arizona game with Luke Walton and all those guys for Arizona. Whether Michigan State was down 10 or up 10, that crowd was up on its feet. Everybody in the Breslin Center, they fed them energy. Think about the country. Why does Duke always get that dagger three when they need it? Because they feel the energy in that field house. They know that when they hit that three, that field house is going to erupt. Why does Pitt always get the loose ball, always get that rebound that they need to win a game? It's because they feel the energy. What about St. John's this year? Okay, you're talking about a team with mediocre talent that has beaten four top 25 teams. Why? Why have they done that? It's because the Garden is a fantastic place to play. And when you feel the energy in the Garden, it makes you play better. The team has turned it around right now. Okay, Penn State, Ohio State, those were good efforts. The effort is there. It's time for the crowd to step it up now. Okay, the goal tonight and today should be the loudest fans game day has ever seen. And more than that, student sections. It should be full at the Breslin Center as soon as the doors open tonight. Okay, you should be lined up outside the stadium as players come in so they can see that you're excited about tonight's game, that you're going to be there to support them. The old Izzone, okay, would have filled the lower bowl hour and 15 before the game to heckle shoot around to show the players that they were into that game. Okay, tonight is not a pleasure night. It's a work night for students. It's a four-hour work night of yelling and cheering and showing the effort that this team has put in over the last couple of games. Whether the team's up 10 or down 15, there shouldn't be a student in the crowd that isn't jumping on defense or cheering on offense. The team needs that energy. And it's not just the students. I don't mean to just pick on the students tonight. The alumni and season ticket holders have to be there too. Okay? The alumni needs to stand. Give standing ovations when they go on a 6-0 run. Give standing ovations when they put in a couple really good defensive efforts. Give them that energy. I often say, I think Penn State in football is the best crowd I've ever been to. It gives me chills more than any other stadium. Why is that? Because the alumni is just as into the game as the student section is. When you hear a "We are Penn State" chant at Happy Valley, it's the students saying "We are" and everybody else in that stadium saying "Penn State." And that will give you cheers. And that'll give you goosebumps. It's time to realize that the crowd has gone soft at MSU. Okay, you've got spoiled a little bit. If it's no win, you're not cheering. That's the basic gist of it. If you want the team to have a blue-collar attitude like it has in the past, you need to show them the way. You need to give that energy and effort into it. In the same way, you don't want to cheer for a team that doesn't play hard. A team doesn't want to play hard for a crowd that doesn't care. And at this point, MSU fans have gone soft, and it seems like at times in games, if you watch on TV or if you've been to some games, it seems like the fans don't care. Everyone needs to get involved today and tonight. No excuses. Tonight's atmosphere should give me and anybody else in the country watching this game chills. It should give me goosebumps. I should say I wouldn't want to play anywhere else in the country if I'm a recruit than Michigan State because I want to play in that type of atmosphere. One united front between the alumni, season ticket holders, and the student section for 2 hours. If that happens, I promise you, this team will feed off that energy, and they can't possibly lose this game if they've got that type of energy. We'll talk more Michigan State, Illinois here in a second. Let's hit a break. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.